Larry Weber is an educator, author, naturalist, and frog caller. He joins us every Friday for Backyard Almanac. Larry, good morning. It's always good to have you on the phone with us.
Good morning, and you're absolutely right about the brisk morning, invigorating, fabulous morning. Yeah, we have 9 degrees above zero here. Quite a switch from the temperatures that we had a little bit earlier in the month. But these last week, we have had temperatures that are actually been a little bit cooler than normal. This is following times and earlier in the month that were way above normal. Yeah, the month of March is winding down now. We are down to our last few days. The next time I speak next week, we will be in the wonderful month of April. And March is going to go down on record as being above normal in temperature. As it is about now, we have an average temperature for the month of about 30. Normal is about 26. Now, we're going to slightly vary that on the rest of the month, but not that much. Our high temperature of 64 degrees on the 15th set a record. We had two other days on the 10th and the 13th that also set records of high. But since that time, we have actually had a cool down and been much more of a normal March. Yeah, it's been absolutely fascinating this morning with the moon set and the clear sky. It was just a wonderful stargazing morning to go out. And here I was out there at a little bit less than 10 degrees in the darkness, and I heard the calls of the barred owls. The barred owls have been calling a great deal every night lately. This must be really their breeding season and their nesting season, and they're just trying to decide who gets to nest where. But, boy, I've been hearing them a great deal every night. But in addition to that, the rough grouse were drumming. I heard them not one place, but actually two places, the rough grouse drumming. They started to drum pretty seriously about a week ago, and every week, every day since then, I've been hearing them. Other things of note, looking back, we got some snow this week. It was not a lot. It depends on where you live, but we had our house here about an inch and a half of new wet snow. And as I expected when I saw it in the morning, that it would probably not be there by evening, and that is correct, it did melt. We still have a few small patches of snow in the north-facing ravines and places like that. There are some snow that's lingering, but for the most part, the snow is gone. Precipitation-wise, March is the snowfall for the month of March has only been about 7.5 inches, which is considerably less than the normal of 13. Now, we may add a little bit more to that, but I don't expect much. The precipitation has been considerably less than normal. Following the same thing as we saw in January and February, we have had so far this year only about 1.5 inches precipitation on all the months put together. This is less than the normal amount of usually a little over 3 inches by the end of it, so way below normal. The snowfall for the entire season, about 47 inches. I was hoping we would get up to 50. Normal would this time would be about 80 inches, and a year ago we had about 100 inches at this time, and still a very snowy April to come. So we'll see. The last two Aprils have been very snowy. Let's see what this one has to offer. It certainly doesn't look like it so far. We are also having longer days. The sunrise today will be slightly before 7 o'clock for the first time in months. And sunset is lingering all the way past 7:30. So, yeah, we're getting very long days, and we're getting some migration. Last week I reported seeing the first of the red-winged blackbird. Since then, I added more to the list. Last Saturday, I happened to hear and then see a couple of grackles, which are migrants. On the 23rd, I guess that would have been Monday, I saw the first robin of the season, and then another one yesterday. The 24th, cormorants and American kestrel. The 25th, this is a terrific one, sandhill crane. That has been so interesting. Years ago, we never would see or hear sandhill cranes here. But now in the early spring, I count on it every year. And in addition to that, I have not yet seen, but I expect any day now that juncos will start showing up in the yard, as well as some of the sparrows. I also expect that the killdeer and the trumpeter swans will show up And the woodcocks will start doing their display, but no, so far still not happening. Chipmunks have been very active in the yard. When they wake up and get out, that's one we really see. On the other hand, the raccoons and the skunks, which have been out there, I haven't seen. Yesterday, I took a little walk and visited a beaver pond, and though there's still plenty of ice on the beaver pond, near the beaver lodge, it was open. Beavers have a pretty tough winter. They spend the entire winter pretty secluded in their lodge, going out only to get swim through the water to get their cache of wood that they have stashed away there. And so I'm sure they're ready for a break when it possibly comes. So this showed that the ice was open at the lodge, and I'm sure the beaver has been out. I was expecting, as we were going through about the middle of the month, record temperatures and the melting was taking place so fast, I was expecting that the vernal ponds would form and that maybe we would be getting some of the frogs already coming out by this time. You know, 3 years ago today, on the 2012 spring, yeah, we did have vernal ponds open and we did have frogs calling by this time. So it's possible. However, we've gone the other direction, and it's gotten chilly again. So during my walk yesterday, that was one of the things I checked out, and all but one of the vernal ponds were frozen, and that one that was open was frozen earlier in the day. So I'm glad to see that. This is too early. Anytime the frogs come out this early in the season, they're bound to have some problems a little bit later on. So they're better off waiting until April. Also of note, I mentioned last time about the morning cloak butterflies that show up early in the season. They belong to a group called anglewings, and any one of those they hibernate as adults, and they may very well be coming out on these clear early spring days. But I had an encounter with another one, a type of moth. You know, when we think of moths, we don't think of anything very colorful. But I went to visit a sunny site along a hillside this week one day, and there was flying around this moth that was very brightly orange-colored. When it finally settled down and I got a good look at it, I could see the outer wings were brown and the underwings were bright orange. This is what's called an underwing moth. There are quite a few that do that have a color above on the underside. And yet you can see it when they fly, but when they settle down, a lot of times that color pretty much disappears. Well, this is a little moth known as the infant, and I have seen them before, but this is the first one seen this year, a terrific sighting. In addition to that, there has been some ballooning of spiders. Ballooning of spiders is when the baby spiders travel by throwing out a thread and allowing them to just drift off with the breeze. It is a sight we see every spring, and what it tells us is that the babies have been able to survive the winter and are now moving around going to other places. The trees are still showing movements. Things are happening. This week I saw the first of the silver maples in bloom. Silver maples are a large maple tree, very common in Duluth, and been planted in many towns. They are native to river bottoms and places like that, but they grow very well in people's yards and along streets. They are the very first large tree to open their blossoms, and the blossoms are not very colorful. You have to take a closer look to see them, but they are starting to be in bloom. The other maple of note, of course, right now is the sugar maple, and yes, there has been a good deal of maple syruping going on. The pussy willows and the quaking aspens that I've talked about in the past that have formed the big fuzzy buds, they are advancing almost to the next stage, and that is forming the catkins. They're getting much larger. And I did see catkins of alder this week that had ripe pollen on it. This has been an absolutely wonderful time to get out and take a walk. You know, the temperatures are cool. We don't have to worry about some of the critters that bother us when we walk otherwise. It's been dry enough. You can walk in almost any places. The trails have been open. And so, yeah, I really recommend getting out there and taking a walk. It's just fantastic time right now. I compare this to the time in the fall called Otwin, after the leaves have fallen from the trees and before the snow covers. Is there's a period of time there I refer to as Otwin. Well, we are in the complement of that now. I like to refer to as Windspring. And this is the time after the snow has melted and before the leaves come out and before the spring ephemerals, the spring wildflowers come out. And it's just absolutely beautiful time to get out and take a walk. So, and tomorrow, and today and tomorrow, Lisa, we have clear skies in the forecast, which is going to make it even better. So,
and Larry,
get out and enjoy it. And, of course, Lisa, I cannot leave without passing on to you that, yeah, the rhubarb is starting to come up.
Oh, I'm so happy. And we're going to have temperatures pushing 60 on Tuesday, Larry. I've been following this very, very carefully.
Yep. So have a good one.
You too, Larry. Thank you so much.
Take care.
Larry Weber this morning, our host for Backyard Almanac, every single Friday right here on Northland Morning.